Hey, welcome back to the UCGC podcast. I am DJ. I'm joined by Peter and Chad, and also three new members of UCGC eBoard. So let's get into it. All right, so first we have our new president, Justin, our vice president, Niall, and one of the newer members of digital media team, Dalton. So if you guys just want to introduce yourself really quickly, that'd be great.
Sure. So I'm Justin. I'm going to be the new president for 2020-2021 school year for UConn Gaming Club. I'll be a senior next year, currently a junior, computer science and engineering. UConn Gaming Club is pretty much only club I'm part of. I work on campus for two different jobs, one for IT and the other for the Weekend of Welcome program.
Fun. Niall, you want to go?
My name's Niall. I'm going to be the upcoming new VP for the Stores Gaming Club. So next year, I'm going to be at Stores. I'm going to be a junior. My major is going to be political science and then, you know, the hope into med school. So hella debt, you already know. For work, I work at a veterinary hospital. So, you know, I deal with people, I deal with the animals, the whole fun shazam with both of that.
Nice.
It's going to be a fun ride.
Six more years.
Oh, no. Well, that's minimum 6 more years.
Yeah. Dalton, you want to go?
Sure. So, hi, my name is Dalton. I'm a sophomore communications major. I was supposed to be working in IT, but you know, COVID, so that's not happening.
Yeah, COVID attack.
God, I love this whole coronavirus.
Yep. All right, so thanks for your introducing yourself. So let's get down to business. So we'll start off with Justin first. What are your plans sort of for like the next school year coming in?
In terms of gaming club, or are we talking like everything?
Gaming club.
Gaming club?
Yeah.
So in terms of gaming club, I really want to try and run some more of the bigger events just in general. It's going to take a lot of planning. It'll take a lot of work. But I think we can do it. I know at least in the last 3 years that I've been in gaming club, my favorite experiences have always been coming from either Husky Games or Winter Prowl or something like that. So I think if we can kind of encapsulate that kind of event in like a smaller scaled down event, it'll just be more fun throughout the semester instead of people kind of like building up all this hype for this one event. And unfortunately, like for this year, we didn't have either of those for unforeseen reasons. But yeah, I want to have some bigger events and a little bit more community stuff. I know people have been asking for that. I want to try my best to try and get stuff like that. Definitely need to be able to go to more meetings for next year. And I think with my schedule being a senior, I'll definitely be able to do that more.
That's good. So you're going for the more of like bringing the community together and hosting like game nights, that kind of stuff. So like Mario Party, Mario Kart, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, kind of like a late night for gamers, you know. That's nice. I feel like that's really what our meetings really were. So I think having like a late night for gamers is like what it would be.
We're also switching to Saturday next year, right?
Yeah, so it'll be late night, but it won't be like a late night. We still have the Friday meetings, but for the most part, events will be run on Saturdays just so it's easier to set up and easier to tear down.
Okay.
As well as less hassle, I guess, for people that might have schoolwork.
Yeah.
And the expected hours for Saturday is what again?
So we'd be starting at 1 p.m. and we'd be going until 6 p.m. So we're keeping our 5-hour meeting time, just shifting it.
Yeah, we're sort of just shifting that to the middle part of the day. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's late enough that people can wake up and get to it.
Yeah.
But it's early enough that if you have plans later that night,
or you can homework, you still do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, since you're coming from the Hartford side of things and you had your own gaming club there, you're president and everything there. What are you going to do with how are you going to bring some Hartford style gaming club ideas over to store side?
Ooh, oh boy. Well, my intended plan is, so I want to go to both meetings, and so I guess it's going to be a little bit more helpful that it's going to be pushed to Saturday for the bigger things. Kind of a little low end for, because I work every other Saturday, and that's usually till, what, 2, 4? No, noon. 2 o'clock. So I'll end up coming late to that, but...
That's fine.
I don't know. Like, the atmosphere at Hartford is, you know, it's a smaller group, so you usually have the same people come in, and everyone knows what's up, and everyone's dabbing each other up, you know? So it feels like a family. So I want to bring the comfort of being, like, to go to anyone with, like, anything and just enjoy your time every single time without any issues.
I feel like we should also try to include more of the Hartford campus to, like, come up and, like, hang out on Saturdays, because, like, I think it's important for us, like, as, like people from stores to, like, kind of reach out to other communities inside the UConn family to kind of, like, saying, hey, we do all this stuff. Because you guys usually come up for Husky Games and the Winter Prowl, usually.
Yeah, I came for the Husky Games last year. Volunteered, so that was a great experience.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
I feel like we should kind of, like, have, like, a small, like, kind of game night just for, like, Hartford people to come up on the Saturdays to, like, hang out with us. I think that'd be really fun.
So, like, do either of you guys want to, like, go in some depth? Like, what kind of games you guys play typically? Like, what's your gaming background? Why you guys want to be in positions like vice president, president, all that stuff? Like, because for me, I know being president and everything, that, like, that'd be way too much for me. So, like, I definitely want to, like, know, like, what makes you guys want to be in those positions?
I'll go first, just because game-wise, it'll be pretty quick. in terms of games, I am mainly Rocket League, as a lot of people here might know. I'm part of the UConn Rocket League team. We actually just had tryouts, so probably have some more for next year. But I play Rocket League for the most part. I just started getting into League of Legends. Because my roommate,
the Life Ender,
join us.
Dad, what are your thoughts on those, bro?
it's terrifying. I hate it all the time. But
sounds about right.
It's a game I get to play with my friends. So any time I can spend with my friends playing League, I will. Just because I can't really do much else with them.
Even though it's mentally,
draining.
And then
mentally, it destroys you.
Yeah, it's
just a bad string of games. It's over for the night.
Oh yeah, it's definitely more tilting than Rocket League for sure. very recently, I just got the new Call of Duty, so I've been playing a lot of Warzone.
Ooh, nice.
I just finished the campaign; it was amazing.
Campaign is nice.
And then I also just got back into Minecraft because quarantine. You gotta do something during this time.
I saw you playing a little Minecraft earlier in the day.
Big Minecraft grind going on right now. Hopefully that'll continue.
Modded or vanilla?
Windows 10 edition.
I gotta
play Windows 10 edition because I've got friends on Xbox that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fair. Fair.
So we gotta help out the console players.
You gotta soup down to their level.
What do you mean vanilla? Like vanilla ice cream? Like what?
I do have Java. I do have Java version.
There you go.
Because of all my friends on Xbox, we usually stick to the Windows 10 edition.
That's fine.
I do that too with my friends. We play Minecraft every Friday. And we do that with Windows 10 because everyone's on Xbox.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too different, I don't think.
PC Master Race, come on. You gotta make them switch.
No way, dude. I ain't making them spend $1,900.
Dude, Minecraft on a controller just sucks overall. Let me say that.
Alright, when Minecraft came out on the Xbox, when it first came out, it was amazing.
Listen, the amount of time I've played Minecraft on Xbox is insane, so... Minecraft on Xbox, honestly, experience-wise, just as good as PC.
Yeah, same here. I agree with that.
Okay. I guess let's go head over to Dalton. What kind of games have you been playing lately?
Oh, let's see. Animal Crossing.
There you go.
Yo, what's up?
Bunny Day. So many goddamn...
Yeah, so Bunny Day is, like, their Easter, because they don't want to do, like, the whole... Easter thing.
Oh, I thought that was like an individual game. Never mind.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think the event runs from today to the 12th. So, yep. Like, you have 12 days to, like, scavenge the island for a bunch of different, like, eggs. Like, you get eggs from trees, from, like, this, from fishing, wow. From, like, digging. So, it's, like, you have a bunch of different ones to, like, craft with.
What else you been playing, though, Dalton?
Oh, yeah, it's basically just been Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing is life, basically.
The real question is, do you time travel?
Yes.
That's all right.
That's fine. Everyone plays differently.
I time travel.
I have yet to time travel.
I've time traveled once just to get past the first day, and that was it.
Dude, now I was like, go fuck.
Imagine not having patience.
Yeah. Imagine playing Animal Crossing.
I do not. I've been playing Halo every day since break. And I've been playing every campaign, and I just beat Halo 4. And, like, no, I do not have the patience to play every day, waiting every day for Animal Crossing. Hell yeah, I'm gonna fucking time travel. Like, even in Pokemon Sword and Shield,
You use a time skip, basically, to, like,
I
get
pretty
new,
much was yeah. hit. I was hit from Dragon Ball. But, like, way better.
You were basically King Crimson. You erased time and let past it.
I'm broke.
We don't talk
King
about
Crimson.
We do not talk about King Crimson. That
how does it work, Chad? Explain.
Exactly. I don't know. It's just like he takes time, like a specific set of time, out of the timeline, and like puts it back in, or like. Clips it? I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about? Who cares about this?
I don't know how King
It's for the meme, Chad. It's for the meme.
I know it's for the meme, but you know what? It's too whack for me to just sit by quietly.
Hence the name JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. But besides that fact, let's get back on topic.
Let's stop talking about JoJo's.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So what about you, Niall? What have you been playing lately?
Lately? Okay, so probably my top three League... Obviously, sadly.
sadly!
What are you gonna do? Escape from Tarkov, if anyone is...
Okay.
That's good, bro.
What the heck is that?
Alright, so probably the best way to describe it is a hyper-realistic first-person shooter.
Yep.
You can build your own guns. There's, like, very limited hub. I don't know, and they have, like, a raid system. I don't know, it's really cool. Like,
Is it a looter shooter, essentially?
It is.
Okay.
It's like a DayZ kind of thing?
Oh, so it's like sort of similar to Rust, where it's like kind of minus, like, kind of house building aspect then.
So you have like an inventory such thing, like inside a raid, and then you have your stash, which, like, if you make it out of a raid successfully, you can, you know, store your items, you can make money. And there's like character leveling and things like that.
So is it sort of like this kind of dungeon crawler-esque, so like you go into the dungeon and come back out to store all your stuff to sell, and then you just go back in over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a PvP kind of thing, or is it like...
PvP, PvE.
Ooh, that's...
All right. So it's kind of like Tom Clancy, in a way, that one game?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Which Tom Clancy game is a lot. There's a lot of Tom Clancy games, my friend.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what
Wildlands?
No.
What game is it then? Just say it.
Splinter Cell.
I don't know what the name is.
Rainbow Six Siege, right? Is that what it is?
Yo, no.
That's my other game.
Oh, wow.
It's all the other game.
I'll play shooters.
They got that one that's like open world, kind of like the Division.
Oh,
the
Division,
The Dark Zone.
Not so much.
Yeah.
That, like, you have safe zones.
I was gonna say, Escape from Tarkov it doesn't seem like Dark Zone. Similar vibe, but not quite the same thing.
Yeah, I would say like mechanic wise, it's not the same. Because like I know like in it's like sort of like similar points, I guess. But like Division wise, like I know that you have like safe zones and like places to like be safe, and rather than like kind of being like in real life where it's like everyone's free for themselves, like DayZ or like Rust.
Yeah. Going back to the concept of the raid each raid, so there's different maps that you can go on. Some are really big, some are really small. And so everyone loads into a raid at the same time, and then there's a time limit for how long the raid lasts.
Uh-huh.
And it's either you make it out by... And there's only one way to get out is going to extraction point. And there's like a whole bunch. Some are like you can go to without anything. Some you need keys to get to, and you know they're a little bit easier to get out having a key. Different looting spots, higher loot value rooms, such like that. And then there's a interesting part where you can load in as a PvC scav, which is a computer generated, like randomly generated with your loot.
Oh, okay.
And you can load into a raid at a random time.
Oh. So like, it's kind of like just pop and go?
Yeah, but it's also like really slow pace.
Okay.
I don't know, it's really fun. You just have to have patience for it, but it's also one of those games where it's like, oh, if you die a bunch, it's like, you know, you gotta take a little break from it. You gotta do a different game, play some Minecraft, something like that.
Yeah. What about you, Chad? What have you been playing lately?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing lately. Obviously, since we all did the review yesterday. I've also been playing a lot of Apex Legends with my friends.
Oh yes, that's my game, bro.
Hey, you guys played? I didn't know you guys played too. Goddamn.
Motherfucker. I talked about that game so much, bro.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, true. Okay.
Well, that's been a while ago, though, Peter. That's the thing. It's been a while.
I have the memory of a fish, okay? I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Jokes on you, I didn't have breakfast.
Yeah, that's fair.
Honestly, I don't even know.
If you don't eat breakfast, you don't have to remember it.
Exactly.
Alright, but yeah, that's pretty much been my quarantine grind right now.
You main in Apex, bro.
Lifeline.
Lifeline?
Yeah, Lifeline.
Is that the one with the zip line?
No, that is...
What did you just say?
That's Pathfinder!
Yeah, I don't play Apex!
You should be playing, bro. Pathfinder's sick as shit, bro.
No, Pathfinder is great. Don't get me wrong.
OP if you know how to use it.
Are we talking about Overwatch, April Fools?
It's all the same game anyway. So Fortnite, good. Minecraft, it's all the same.
Paladins,
Overwatch, Brawlhalla.
They're all the same. Brawlhalla, Smash.
It's the same.
Same game, you know.
PlayStation All-Stars.
PlayStation All-Stars.
Oh my god.
How many wins you got so far, dude?
For season 4, I got 2 wins.
Solos?
Damn,
or...
bro.
No, because it's only groups, right?
No, not solos. I play with my friends. I almost exclusively play with my friends, so...
Exclusively, so I'm not part of that, so I'm
dude,
not as
I didn't know you played! I did not know you played. Listen, you want to play later? Just hit me up.
Hey.
There you
now
go.
You don't have any excuse not to.
Yeah, you have no excuse now, Peter.
Yeah, now I gotta play. Shit, I gotta get a good computer now. Oh, God.
I need to get above 60 FPS.
Apex Legends, like, craps out on my computer in, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's
no,
like,
it's, like,
eats
pretty
my
heavy.
Computer alive.
Yeah, it's for some dumb reason, like, really intensive on your CPU. Probably because it's generating, like, so much shit for 60 people at once.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And the particles
sounds like poor optimization.
It does sound like poor optimization. Like, it really does, honestly.
Hey, what? I mean, my computer is garbage. I've had it for like 10 years now. So I don't necessarily blame Apex. I blame my shit computer. Because it runs pretty good on console.
Well, console has like more concise. I wouldn't say equipment, but it's like. It's more concise than optimization-wise, because, like, with optimization, what they do is they work backwards from the lowest resolution to the highest resolution. And they usually, they usually port the lower versions first, then start working on the higher bit rate versions later on. So it really is, like, sort of, like, you should be making these games for sort of potato PCs at this point, and consoles, then work your way up, and not the other way around.
Oh, what you just said there reminded me of the PlayStation 5 presentation.
Yeah.
You almost put me to sleep, dude. Like, I almost fucking knocked out. Like, that's how technical you just went.
Yeah, so speaking of PlayStation 5 and Xbox, like, spec-wise... Yeah, so it's like, spec-wise...
Speaking of segues...
Yeah.
What a segue. Yeah. Absolute professional over here.
Yeah, dude, two-wheeling it.
The segue is so good when you directly reference it. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Two-wheeling with both hands on the handlebars.
Yeah, so Xbox and PS5 specs are pretty decent. Xbox has a little bit of the edge, I would say, overall. But really, what really comes down for the exclusives. But, like, Xbox still has pretty decent, like, kind of the, what's it called, playback, where it's like you play old games on the new consoles.
That's nice. The reverse compatibility.
Yeah, reverse compatibility, which is, I think, is nice. It really
They didn't make Guitar Hero 3 backwards compatibility on the Xbox One, so I don't expect much from the Xbox One.
That's what they messed up. From 360 to Xbox One.
Bring back literally everything except for Guitar Hero. Bring back 500 games.
I tried five different games. I tried five different Guitar Hero games. Not a single one's backwards compatible. I don't know who's out there making backwards compatible games.
All I'm saying is they're messing up. Yeah. I think that company went bankrupt just due to the fact that, one, the game wasn't selling well, and the amount of money that it spent on actual songs was way too high for what it was worth.
They had to sell, like, their own big-ass, like, actual instrument controllers in order to play.
Yeah.
Hey, all I'm saying is...
No, don't get me wrong. They are,
to manufacture those, it's definitely not that much.
Yeah.
To port a game probably doesn't take too much work.
And plus, they all use USB anyway, so it's like you just plug in, like, usually as you would do on the 360. It wouldn't be that much.
Yeah, the USBs obviously still work because we're still using USB.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, doesn't Xbox One just, like, create a version of Xbox 360 when you load up an Xbox 360 game anyway?
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know.
From my experience, no, it just plays the game.
Oh.
So it just probably just runs. It just runs.
It just plays the game.
How come it goes through the whole process of the Xbox 360 load up menu then?
That'd be cool.
It does?
Have you not played Xbox 360 games on a one?
I played at my friend's house, yeah, but like I don't think it really does that a lot.
I was gonna say, from my experience, I just plugged in like my Halo Reach and it just played. Oh. I didn't go through like an Xbox 360 menu. I could be entirely wrong though.
Yeah,
dude, we could be oblivious. I'm more hyped for the Xbox though. Xbox looks way better to me.
Isn't it just a tower?
Yeah.
But here's the thing:
it's very compact, and like, who doesn't love the Xbox controllers?
Honestly,
Xbox controllers are pretty.
Okay, all right. I have this weird crisis right now. So, how do you hold your controllers for the back buttons? Do you use two fingers or just do you use one?
Oh, for the bumpers.
Do you use
those are weird.
Your index and middle, or you just use your index or middle?
For what? For like general controllers?
When
you're holding a controller, do you for the triggers? Do you have both your middle finger and your pointer finger, or do you just use your pointer finger?
Just your pointer.
I've played Claw since Modern Warfare 2, so like whatever that is.
You need to leave.
I play Rocket League Claw too.
Oh, yeah, I play
fighting games. I play Claude or Tekken. I play Claude.
Fighting games. I play Stick. What? Get on my level, Niall. Ugh.
All right, Stick. Oh, fuck. You're just playing times better than me.
Sticks are garbage. I love my fucking PlayStation 4 controller.
For Tekken and Street Fighter, those are stick games, but for Dragon Ball FighterZ though, it's made for the common controller, which is I'm really surprised they did.
What's up with all these like weird looking PS5s?
Oh, like the one where it looks like the little brick with
it
the little
because
hand?
It's the dev kit.
Probably
the dev kit is looks what like people the... are speculating it's gonna look like.
I've never understood why PlayStation doesn't just like release the design.
Yeah, because they're
like the Xbox best. Already released the design.
Because they're the best-selling console of the past generation, so they don't really... They could fucking tease us all day and make us wait. Yeah, we're gonna do like it. We're gonna probably... People are gonna buy it regardless of what it looks like.
Well, the thing is, people buy... I've always been under the impression that people buy PlayStation for the solo player exclusives. People buy Xbox for the multiplayer. Yeah. It's just how I perceive things, because Xbox, because of their lack of exclusives, has moved on to being very
multiplayer focused.
Multiplayer based. They're very connected. Like their focus is really shifting. And I think this is the best business decision for Xbox, is focusing on more of the connected play between consoles, cross platform stuff. And PlayStation is just stuck to their exclusives, which does really well for them. I don't know. I just think PlayStation could be doing a little better here in the connected area.
That's why I think I might, when this next console generation comes through, I'm probably going to get the Xbox Series X. Because, on top of being able to... I might wait a while, because they're essentially saying that the Xbox Series X is, the premium version of their new Xbox.
Yeah, so you gotta wait for the lower end version to come out.
So they might even come out with a lower end version. They're gonna come out with a lower end version, but they're also allowing certain titles that you might buy on Xbox One to be freely ported to your Xbox Series X or your Xbox Series whatever, which is amazing, allowing me to switch between different consoles, different systems to play the same game. That way I don't have to pay $60 for the same game, which is awesome. And then on top of that, I can play with whoever the hell I want. I can play with my friends on PC, Xbox, Switch, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Wii U? Is that an option?
Yeah, Nintendo and Xbox seem to really trying to be hit hard.
I think the reason why is that Nintendo needs the infrastructure for a decent internet network, because
online is awful.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the online play is not the greatest.
And the fact you have to pay for it? Hello?
Xbox screwed everyone back in, 2008 or whatever.
Yeah.
Way, way back when Xbox introduced Xbox Live. They're really the ones that screwed everyone into having to pay for online subscriptions.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out with Halo 2, though. Thank you for one of the best Halo games.
Yeah, because I don't think PlayStation did that until PlayStation 4, where they started, saying, hey, yeah, in order to play online, you need PlayStation Plus or whatever.
Here's the really fucked up thing. People say you need PlayStation Plus. I have been playing online without a PlayStation Plus account. That shit's bullshit.
Well, I think the reason Xbox way back in the day did that is probably because they were running way more servers than the other companies.
Yeah.
So they probably had to up the price,
just to recover costs of running those servers.
Yeah.
They probably had to start charging more.
But it was worth it. $60
I've never thought Xbox Live wasn't worth it. I've been paying for Xbox Live for the past 8 years.
Hashtag never had Xbox Live.
Xbox Live, you don't even need it. Xbox is still, for me, I've always enjoyed my Xbox regardless of Xbox Live. When I was moving more towards single player experiences, I still was having my Xbox and I still played it.
Yeah. Even now with the way Xbox works, you can actually just split it with a friend, because if you and a friend just console share with Xbox, because you're able to share with only one other friend, you can just split the cost of Xbox Live and both of you will get Xbox Live.
That's neat, actually. That's actually a pretty sweet deal.
Dang. Yeah, and so as long as you're paying for Xbox Live and someone's on your home Xbox, technically everyone that's on that home Xbox gets Xbox Live. And they did that so that families didn't have to keep paying for individual accounts, and so now everyone on that home Xbox can have an Xbox Live account.
Yeah, I think it's the same for the Switch when you keep everything tied to one account. The online carries over, it only changes if you tie it to a different account for profiles, but that's just Nintendo.
People will buy that and then they'll share it with their friends.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, the family account's, $35, and then you can just, all your friends want to pitch in for that, it's you just add them on, and everyone has online, you can play together, which is, a pretty sweet deal, because it's, 8 people, I think, max.
Yeah.
So you just have to make sure that... I don't pay for a single penny.
Oh, wow. I Venmo my friend, $10 every year.
See, yeah, exactly. And, I think $10 is pretty worth it, just to have, all this capability.
Yeah, my friend almost forgot, actually, this year. I remember getting a message. I got a message at the beginning of last semester. He was like, oh, yeah, do you have money for, like, Nintendo? Like, the Nintendo subscription? I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
You know what? I think what this is all boiling down to, though, is, like, who's going to have the better games? That's it.
Yeah.
Who's going to have the better games? Like you were saying, Justin, PlayStation is pretty much single player, amazing experiences. Like Spider-Man, God of War, Last of Us, like those are freaking awesome exclusives. Whereas Xbox, I mean, they got Halo, and Halo they got series. Gears.
Yeah,
that's for me. That's about it. Halo and Gears is pretty much the only thing that's exclusive that I appreciate from Halo from Xbox, but. I mean, Xbox is allowing, like, the entire back catalog they have right now to be ported to the Xbox Series X, whereas the PS5 is only going to have 100 games
at
launch.
100 popular, most popular games.
Oh, then, really? Like,
yeah.
You can't play any of the other ones.
Well, at launch. They might port more over later, but, like, I'm pretty sure that's probably going to be, like, oh, Persona 5, Persona 5 Royale, that kind of stuff, and, like, the what sold well on the store and, like, that kind of sales distribution, rather than like saying what bought physical copies.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's the killer right there. Like,
yeah.
You could have PlayStation 5 might have like better load times or whatever, might just have a lot of better games.
What are you talking about, Peter? Like, load times? It's not going to have any load times. That's the point.
Yeah, zero load time. Zero load time. Load time doesn't exist on the PS5. And then the ability to have whatever M.2 storage I want, like that's cool and all, but if it's not
Xbox also has pretty good SATA.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like Xbox is like it's better in a lot of other ways. The first party storage thing might be kind of an iffy thing where you have to buy Xbox exclusive SSD cards if you want to upgrade your storage. But
even then, whatever. They come as 1 terabytes, and I mean, I've never had an issue.
Let's be realistic.
I've never had an issue with going over the 1 terabyte limit on my current Xbox One.
Yeah, even on my 500 gigabyte like PS4, like I've not reached that point yet, and I've got like 10 games on there.
And even then, if you really need to, you just get rid of a game you never play, and then you get the new one. Yeah,
exactly. And if you want to re-download it, just re-download it. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, there's obviously differences in the hardware, but, like, the hardware isn't pushing me. It's the games, and Xbox has got that. Xbox has got that on lockdown. Like, if I could play Halo Reach, my 360 copy of Halo Reach on my Xbox Series X... Mm-hmm. I will be a happy man.
It's all about Halo Reach. Dude, Halo Reach, oh my god, Forge was amazing.
Halo Reach was just perfection from start to finish.
It really was.
They should have just stopped there. Franchise. Like...
Yeah, no, and, no, once 343 bought, it just went downhill, dude.
Yeah, right? Like once Bungie jumped shit.
You didn't like 4?
I did not like 4. I have 4. I did not like it. I don't know. It didn't feel like Halo. You know what I mean? It didn't have that feel to it that Halo Reach had.
Like, I just played Halo 4 campaign right now, and I just finished it today. And I could see what you're talking about. Like, for me, I loved the whole thing where Master Chief barely spoke, and he was just kind of like you. Like, you're supposed to feel like you're him, whereas in Halo 4, it's like, oh, I'm kind of just... following Master Chief. I'm no longer Master Chief. I'm watching a dude.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Halo game?
Halo Reach.
Halo Reach?
No hesitation.
Yo, dude. It's hard. It's gotten really hard because, like, just like I was saying, I played every single Halo just recently, and, like, I see all the fucking differences and shit.
I think for, like, Nostalgia Factor, though, like, 3 is up there, because that's the one when Xbox 360 came out, it was, like, that's the one you all played. But, like, once you realize, like, oh, there's more iterations to this, and you're, like, just, like, oh my god, this is just, like, pretty well done.
Halo 3 is great, but ODST perfects what Halo 3 tried to do. Hey, ODST is fucking awesome.
I think ODST
sleep on that game so much.
ODST made you felt like you were an actual soldier inside battle, because you didn't have the ability to instantly one kill with melee inside a multiplayer, which I thought was nice.
The campaign, oh, guys, you guys are making me just review every single Halo game right now. Oh. They're so good. They're so good, those games. Like, just playing them just recently, like, so many memories flooding back.
Yeah.
Like, of middle school and, like, Forge World with Reach, dude. Fucking
yeah, that,
Speed Halo. Oh my god.
No.
Speed
most
Halo.
Of the time,
you are
most
so...
Of... Most of the time in, like, Halo Reach, my friends and I would just build maps on Forge and then play on those.
Yeah. Yep.
That was
the days.
That's where people bonded, dude. That's where you made some real good friends.
Like, exactly. I would watch a bunch of Achievement Hunter and, like, look at all of their
Yo,
horse games,
Achievement
their
Hunter
everything.
Fails of the
Week. Dude, Fails of the Week, dude.
Oh, no,
Fails of the Week, yeah.
So good. Yeah, I was so fucking great at Halo. I was so good at SWAT.
SWAT was so much fun.
Fun.
Cow.
And playing it on PC, oh, dude, it's even better on PC. SWAT is perfected with mouse and keyboard. It is so good. Halo is great, guys. That's what I'm trying to say. Halo is a good game, and I'm so mad. My brother, he's a COD fan.
Oh.
He's a COD fanboy. And
he's
like,
a fish boy.
He's like Halo. Halo got nothing on COD. I'm like, bro, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Modern Warfare 2 is pretty freaking good. Like, that game's awesome. I'm very jealous of PS4 players right now that get to play it, right? The remastered version, because
yeah.
It looks pretty as shit. But, like,
remaster's out on PC as well.
Is it? I saw that it's pre-ordered on PC.
I just got, I don't think the multiplayer, you can play the campaign right now.
That's what I think, yeah. That's,
they said there's no multiplayer for Modern Warfare 2 Remastered.
Okay, yeah, so the campaign's already released, I think. Well, at least you might be right, it might be pre-order, because I got a thing on when I was playing Warzone the other day. Popped up in the store. But
yeah.
A little notification saying, hey, buy this game for, what is it, like $20?
Yeah, $20.
$20.
Which is
$20.
It's not that bad. $20 for a campaign.
That's true. Yeah, because usually all their games are like $60 every time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like Call of Duty Black Ops 2 on Steam right now is still $60.
Hey, Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2 is really good.
In my opinion, is the best game they've ever made.
Desktop.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is the best game they've ever made, hands down, in my opinion.
And that was Treyarch.
The zombies mode of Call of Duty, bro. Zombies
Dude,
is so
zombies.
Good.
Yeah.
So good, bro. Oh, man, I'm just... Now you're flooding more memories of middle school and high school, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Those were when times were great.
Black Ops 2 and Black Ops 3 zombies. Black Ops 3 was rough, but the zombies in that game was like nothing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Their Eisendrag... what is it? They're all so good. Such good maps.
The lore of everything is insane, too. The amount of, like, work they put into the story.
Yeah.
And zombies and everything else with Tank, Richtofen.
My boy.
those four boys going through space and time like nobody's business.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Best zombies map, though. Best zombies map. Everybody, there is a right answer. So I want to hear everybody who all plays right, zombies.
Which zombies?
Are we counting DLC maps too, or
just all of them? All zombies maps.
Okay.
Minus like exo zombies or like the chaos theory zombies, because fucking hate chaos.
I don't know what the World War. I guess World War II would count too, but I don't know any of those ones.
Yeah.
None of those. Like, you know, like the Richtofen. Nikolai, all the OGs, the OGs.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Like for me, Origins is the best map, hands down.
I think
the best map.
Which one
Origins
was Origins again?
Amazing.
Yeah,
Origins was the one with the giant robots, and you were in the.
That is a. That's a fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember that one now.
You're in like the
really
trenches.
Yeah.
It is so good. It is so good. I speed run trying to get all the staffs. By, like,
yeah, the staffs
by round five. Cause,
for
like,
me,
holy.
Yeah. for me, it definitely goes Buried.
Buried and hella fun.
Yeah, and then Alcatraz. I forget what the name of it is.
Mob of the Dead.
Yeah, Mob of the Dead. Yeah. For me, Mob of the Dead was the second best, just because I played it. And then Origins was probably third, but I just didn't play enough of Origins because they made it so difficult.
It's pretty hard.
It's really hard. You need stamina, or else you can't
win. You really need to be like super precise with what you're doing. Yeah. It takes a lot of coordination to be really good with Origins, so it kind of took a little bit of the fun out. But Buried, you really can hop in with anybody, and it's just, it's fun. Aside from the witches that steal all your money, that's a
problem. Dude, was I the only one that would like shit my pants when I'd run through that house, bro?
Oh,
like,
it's terrifying. Those are terrifying. Me and my it's like when you're in a really old house and you see the portraits, those like oval portraits.
And the eyes follow you.
Yeah. It was like the realization of those portraits coming to life right in front of you. And thankfully you get to shoot at them, but it's still terrifying, especially in middle school.
Oh, definitely.
My friends would be screaming like little babies, dude. We'd like run through the house and be like, ah! Like, it was so dumb, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Horizon Drag's pretty freaking good, too.
I'd say that's probably one of the better ones.
Die Rise is straight trash.
Die Rise is down there.
Horizon Drag was probably one of the best ones of Black Ops 3, in my opinion.
Horizon Drag is so easy to like just replay by yourself, get those bow parts, and just freaking go at it, dude. It's so simple. Revelations was kind of crazy.
Hey, you can't forget Ascension.
Dude, Ascension. Oh man, I used to mess with people. Like, I'd like run around the shuttle that would like fly you around the map or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would push people's dead, like they're like, revive me, and I'd like push their body top of it.
Oh.
run, and then like quickly launch it, but jump off it so they're flying up in the air and they go far away. And they
You are a horrible person, Peter.
Jesus Christ.
I enjoyed messing with people.
You're the kind of player who literally just hops into a lobby just to kill everyone and just die so no one can get back up.
Just yesterday, I was playing Animal Crossing with some friends yesterday, and I had like a bunch of leftover saplings in my inventory, and I went to my friend's island and I just started planting trees where he said not to touch anything.
You are a horrible person.
In Animal Crossing?
Dude. And then he's like, he introduces us to his house or whatever, and I go up to one of his, he has like a bunch of appliances that like you could turn on.
Yeah.
So I went over to his vacuum cleaner and
I turned everything on.
I turned on his rice cooker. I turned on his Switch, and like he'd be like, dude, stop turning everything on. I'm like, I'm not doing anything, dude. I'm not pressing anything as I press the vacuum.
Oh my God.
And like we were playing hide and go seek, and I ran to his house, turned on everything, and then left. And then
nice.
We were like, oh, it's all get off. We got off Animal Crossing, but we were still on Discord. And he's like, hey, you didn't go back to your house when you ended the game, right? He's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, all right, cool, awesome.
Oh,
now
no.
All your shit's on. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, all your shit's on right now.
I don't really care. I don't think that would really matter though, because like you don't start in the house in the first place, so you always end up outside. So it's like only the time you go in and out of the house, like, you probably notice it.
But now he has to turn all that off.
True.
Fair.
And that's what I like to do. I like to mess with them.
That's devious.
You're just a hindrance on society, Peter.
You guys never grief before? You guys never grief?
I'm not all the time.
He's the only person who griefs, dude.
Never.
Griefing like that.
You need to have respect for your fellow gamer, Peter.
I'd quit Minecraft and never play if anybody griefed.
Honestly, I would just quit if someone griefed my shit.
Me and my best bud, we were playing Minecraft in middle school, and another one of our friends was like, "Hey, I'm having a Minecraft party for my birthday.
Oh,
let's all hang out."
That's cute.
And we're like, "Oh yeah,
burn down the village."
let's hop in. So he has an entire room. He had an entire room for no reason, full of TNT. And we took all of it, and as soon as we were singing like happy birthday for him, me and my best bud, we lit the TNT.
Oh my god.
His entire world just went up in explosions.
Oh my god, dude.
If you really enjoy like griefing Peter, one game recommendation I would say is Space Station 13. Have you ever heard of that?
Never heard of it.
It's basically, it's like you play like as a, it's like a role playing kind of thing, but like you could just dick everyone over depending on what role you have.
Peter, you must love Rust.
Rust, oh my god, that's one of the games. I'm gonna get back into that, by the way.
I used to play Rust a lot in high school, but me and my friend, the person I played with, I don't really talk to anymore, so I just kind of don't play Rust anymore.
Oh.
Dang.
Enjoy it, damn. But like my friend would be griefing me because he'd have like.
All the cool shit.
Like a SWAT outfit and like an MP5 or whatever, and I'd be wearing like my little freaking doolet that covers my junk, and that's it with a hammer. And he just chased me around with the gun, and I'm like, yeah, this is fun. This is great. It's the best game ever.
Having a blast.
Having such a fun time.
Griefing's hilarious. That kid who I blew up his world, he had to leave because we made him cry.
Oh my god, that's horrible. Christ.
So funny. It was so funny. Yo, I think back on those moments fondly, though. Like, you guys are like, man, you're fucked up.
You're supposed to think back on those moments.
Remind us not to get on your bad side, Jesus.
Yo, don't play Minecraft with me when you piss me off. Yeah, just recently, I was playing Minecraft with my roommates because we had a server together. And... We beat the Ender Dragon, we beat the Wither, and I had like the Wither Star or whatever you get when you beat the Wither.
The Nether Star, yeah.
Nether Skull.
To make a beacon, and I was, you know, being cheeky, like, oh, I want to build the beacon, and he's like, no, I'm gonna build a beacon, and he has like a bunch of like better armor than me and everything. He has like diamond pickaxe with. Like diamond sword with a lot of enchantments. All his armor was enchanted, everything. And I was like, got iron armor, and that's it. But I was like, oh, I'm gonna build it. And he's like, no, you're not. So he just murders me. And I was like, God. Yo,
Jesus,
yo, that's fucked up. It's fucked up. He's like, I told you to give it to me. And I was like, yeah, well, I guess I'm just gonna blow up everything. And he's like, yeah, with what TNT? And he just sees me planting a bunch of TNT around stuff. He tried to do like the villager thing where he'd like set up a certain villager to get the best like books and enchanted books and all that stuff. And he spent like 5-6 hours on that stuff. I just blew it all up.
And
he said we're no longer playing on that world again because
he just fed up with his shit.
He got so distraught that I destroyed all of his that I killed all his villagers. I was like, dude, I told you, don't kill me. Why you think I care about this digital virtual shit? No. If I blow it up, it's gone. Who cares?
Ain't real. To assume I think I care.
He got so upset. Oh, thank God we're going to be roommates next semester.
Love that guy. Oh, that's going to be phenomenal. I see nothing wrong with that.
Spicy combination.
No, me and my roommate, we played a lot of Destiny 2 together. Man, that shit was fun. You guys play anything like that, like Destiny or shit like that with your friends?
Me and my roommate, Dylan, who's usually on the Let's Plays, we play Yu-Gi-Oh! Together. So we have, like, usually, like, every other night, it's just like, okay, like, we usually play together for a couple of times and then kind of move on. Video game-wise, though, we play Halo together on his Xbox, and that's pretty much it.
Anyone else play games with their roommates? Yeah. Or used to? Because, like, we no longer...
Have roommates.
Roommates, yeah.
My roommate and I just, like, did not talk with each other at all.
Oh. Yeah.
So, like, I leave this semester. My last roommate was, like, we would hang out all the time. He would, like, hop into, like, me playing, like, Smash, something along those lines, so.
Yeah, that's fun.
roommate sophomore year, he wasn't very much into video games, but like we were very chill. We'd like watch Game of Thrones together. We watched a bunch of shows together, but like he wasn't much of a gamer. But that was when Resident Evil 2 Remake came out, and he liked to keep the room lights. He liked to keep the lights off and everything.
Hey,
and I was playing. I was like, okay, I'm cool with that. So I was playing Resident Evil 2 in the dark, and he'd like glance over at me and like look at my screen and like see a bunch of zombies like eating me or whatever, and like these gross ass things and everything, and Mr. X and all that stuff. And he went up to me one day. He went up to me and was just like, "Yo, Pete, that shit's scary, bro. What are you playing? You psycho. You're a monster." I'm like, I'm just playing a zombie game, dude. Check it out. It's really cool. As I get mauled by a zombie, he's like, "What the? That's not cool." Yeah. So,
I don't know. I think I'm trusting your old roommate more and more now since your little griefing stories.
No. That my roommate sophomore year,
like game shamed.
My roommate sophomore year was awesome. I loved him a lot. He's a great guy. Well, like he knew nothing about video games, and like would see me playing for hours on end, and just be like, when he saw Resident Evil, he was like, "Hey, I want to just let you know, I am scared of horror stuff. So like, if you are playing this game,
I am out of here.
Tell me so I am not in the room." It's like, yeah, no problem. Yep. Speaking of which, Halo or Resident Evil 3 Remake comes out in like 2 days, and I'm super excited. I don't know if you guys are big fans of the Resident Evil franchise.
I still gotta finish the second remake. I bought it and I haven't been able to play it.
Dude, it's really good. It was my first Resident Evil game, and like, it's awesome. And then I've been obsessed with the franchise since. I played Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 5, 6. I've been playing them all. They're so good.
I enjoyed Biohazard one, because like that was kind of like a different take on the Resident Evil, because like it's a first person one instead of the normal.
Well, they're all called Biohazard, but you're talking about Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, 7.
Never played Resident Evil in my life.
Resident Evil is such a great franchise. They are, I mean, after 4 is kind of like gimmicky action. Like Leon Kennedy is probably one of the coolest, cheesiest
action stars.
Dumbest. He's pretty much a Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. And if you've seen any Mission Impossible movie, Tom Cruise is pretty much a badass, and Leon Kennedy is a badass. He's a little simp boy in Resident Evil 2, being like practically like a dog with a leash around his neck when he's with what's her name?
Ada.
Ada Wong. Yeah, so Ada like treats him like a little puppy, uses him whenever she can. And hey, I mean, if I was being used by Ada, I am okay with that. Let me just say, dude, proud simp right here. A proud simp right here.
You heard it here first,
folks. It is confirmed.
Digital media director is
Dalton, change your name. Peter is the new simp.
Yeah, you're no longer simp of the day, Dalton. That's me. Simp of the year.
Right? Simp of the year.
Personnel, actually.
Simp of the year. S-O-Y. Soy boy.
Oh.
Soy boy.
Dude, let's come full circle.
We just made a full circle of memes right now. It's happening.
Oh my god.
This is what it's become.
Yeah. On that note, I think we've gone long enough, so and on that note, we will be
Do you guys have anything? Does anybody like with the president and VP, do you guys have anything you guys want to like say to the club? Especially like right now, because when this podcast comes out, like it's gonna be, we're still gonna be in this whole
shenanigans,
you know, coronavirus garbage, and then like, you know, we're gonna miss graduation. If you want to hint on some, it's coming out what, end of April? This podcast, like,
we probably
announced it by then. But you know, just what do you guys want to say about all this stuff? What do you want to say to the community going forward?
Nah, you got anything? Because all I got is just do your work and keep playing as many games as you can while you can.
Yeah. I mean, so to all the people that are graduating, congratulations to you guys. All that hard work, well spent. And to people, you know, come fall semester, I am very excited to be able to hopefully meet you guys and be able to make good friends. I think I'm an easy person to talk to, so if you need to want to have a conversation, I'm on Discord. You can at me, whatever. So,
yeah.
That's all I got.
All right.
All right, then.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Hey.
All right, on that note, thanks y'all for watching, and we will see you next month.